Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Are we podcasting right now? Kristen's putting her makeup on real quick for this podcast because you can't watch it on YouTube, you know, right?
I would just like you guys to know I'm not using a mirror.
Nope, she's not. She doesn't.
Well,
she slaps on makeup like it's aftershave. It's really incredible. And it looks great. You guys go to YouTube and you can see it. But you know what? If you just listen to the podcast, you need to rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah, you do.
Because Casey told us to say that.
Yeah.
And also, hey, we got to have them come out because we're about to be on tour again.
Yes.
Michigan, we're going to be there soon. I can't wait for that. Aunt Pat's coming out.
Yeah, man. We really appreciate the support. And at this time, it's only been 2 weeks since the first big fire.
Yeah.
And from the last time we podcasted, which was like the first day the fires had really broken out, we are now sitting in a very different place than where we were at that point, where you're in a little bit of denial and you kind of don't know what to believe. And then you experience a week of evacuations and red flag warnings. And it's been very intense. There's been 10,000 homes that have been gone. It's very hard to explain what it looks like. It looks like there's been a bomb dropped on these neighborhoods. And all these schools are closed down. So the long-winded point is, as we sit here right now, there's a lot of people have been asking us and messaging us about what you can do. And the best thing right now is to send money. And to those
cash,
and
send that cash. It's,
they've got a lot of goods. They've got a lot of clothes. They've got a lot of like kibble for dogs at the pet centers and all of those things. But all of the places need money because this is going to be a marathon and not a sprint. They're going to need help months from now. We're only 2 weeks away from the first fire.
Right.
And the amount of devastation is just, it's like something you can't explain. And I know there's a lot of people out there that think it's just the rich that got affected, and it couldn't be further from the truth. But, you know, sympathy and empathy is not pie.
You got to think of it this way, is like, we have a guy who helped us work on our house when we like redid our house, our dear friend Norberto, who's like family now. My husband calls him his brother. He's this great guy, and he is just a hustler. He just works hard. He's like got multiple jobs going at one time, and two of the houses that he was redoing were in the Palisades. His work is gone. The crews he hires,
gone.
No work for them. A friend of mine, he manages Whole Foods. He's like, there's nobody to come into the store. Everyone's still evacuated. The people who used to live there and shop there don't have a house anymore. He's like, I got to find work for these people, like these daily, like hourly wage people.
Affects,
you got to think about that.
Yes. And again, sympathy and empathy and doing the right thing is not pie. You can give it out to people that seem to be doing better financially than some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think of Billy Crystal, he and his wife lived in that house in the Palisades for 46 years. Like, Billy Crystal is not Billy Crystal to his family. He's just a grandpa and a dad and a guy that did well, and he has big family dinners, and like everything that they know is gone.
Also, a lot of those people, I think literally most of those people, while they are living, I mean, it's just an expensive place to live, Los Angeles in general, and it's a very expensive place in the U.S. to live. Those people aren't there on family money. Those people work every single day. I think it's such a rare – I think it's like a very few amount, because I used to work with this guy named Frank who bought his house in the Palisades in the 60s after he got out of the Navy.
Yes, a lot of people bought in early. Their retirement.
The lawn people who work.
Yeah, man. But also, like, if you don't want to give to people, give to the Pasadena Humane Society, because they're the big dog on campus, and they're taking in, I can't even barely
little
talk
kitties
about it,
with their burnt whiskers and stuff
Stop,
like that.
You Jen, got it. Jesus Christ, I'm so emotional about it.
Well, they do think the overall cost of the fires will be $2 billion.
I think it's going to even be more when they come down to it and they look at the long term, like building, rebuilding schools and highways. Yeah. And
all the schools.
I know the schools. They are doing, I mean, but you want to talk about seeing people do good. People are going out of their way to do good. And it's the most inspiring, humbling thing. I get choked up thinking about it because I just feel like we're seeing all walks of life come together for a common good. And it's to help people in need. Everybody wow. knows that people are really hurting right now. There's just people. It's just people. That's yeah. we're, there's nothing different about hurt. It's still just painful. You know what yeah. I mean? And
it's trauma. Like it's we're all trauma, a little man. Bit like scared to relax. My back went out because my anxiety level's so high. It's like I'm out of shape, you guys. It's been weeks. I still don't have those evacuation photos, pictures frames back on the wall. It's like it's still weird ghost town in my house right now.
I did realize that as I was trying to figure out what I would take, that I think my husband should buy me more jewelry. I
hell
was like,
yeah.
I can that's leave with everything on
from
me.
All of this.
I was kind of upset. I was like, that fast? It's just one small box, and that's not even like real stuff. As we are watching all of this goodness, you and I have a job to do, which is do our best to bring levity and light and try to make people laugh. And so we're yeah. going to go back on the road. We're all systems are a go. I have found it to be very comforting to think about. I just want people to have a night off from any of it. Obviously we're going into Michigan. We're yeah. going into the Midwest, but
I mean, we're going to a lot of places that have had different natural
kinds
disasters.
Of disasters.
Things go- it's we'll step up, you guys, because I am better under duress. I'm funnier. The more upset I am, I threatened
I'm
my
mad.
Husband
I
last
get mad.
Night to stop taking my meds because I'm like, I think I can write jokes better. He's like, the fuck you will. He's
I have a strong objection to that.
It's like just for a couple weeks. He's like, absolutely not. I wouldn't do it. I'll forget for a couple weeks, but then everybody's like, what the hell is
yeah,
wrong with
Jen?
Yeah,
why are we making jokes in the dark? Like, yeah. this is the saddest. It'll she be like a cello. In,
she hasn't slept in 72 hours. This isn't good, you guys.
She's adopted a turtle. We got to yeah. stop her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, so we're back to the normal. And I would like to say my kids bickering, fighting.
Oh, God.
Just the same old shit, no matter what kind of. My daughter. Did I say this in the last podcast? Cut this part out. If not,
no, because we're on the loop because we've been with them for too long. So everybody's going to hear us repeat
she
ourselves.
Share a napkin with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you told, you know what you did? I think we talked about it on the live, but this is okay. worth repeating this because it's exactly perfect when there's shit going down and you've got children. And by the way, I just want everyone to know this is what I thought my readers were the whole time.
Yeah. You look cool though. She put her sunglasses
not readers.
On. Not readers. I do have a backup pair that I put up there in case, but you can wear these and I'll wear the weird ones.
Listen,
okay,
you can still be mad about it because I'd still bring that up to
well,
her personally.
Okay, so parenting, same deal. We drive up to the highest ridge. Like this is pioneer shit we're trying to stay alive, okay?
Yeah.
We drive up to the highest ridge and there's this person who has this huge house you can see both sides of the valley from it. There's like a little valley between in the middle of the mountains.
Yeah.
So what we were worried about was this little valley catching fire, then the whole valley turns yeah. on fire. Like if it gets past that. So you can see everything from this person and they're nice, especially they were really cool about just letting
people come to see it.
Cause you could shoot you could see everything.
Yeah.
So we would drive up there like 3 or 4 times a day and watch the firefighters put out the flames and it was, they'd light, they'd put them out. I learned so much, like, it's black smoke, it's a live fire. It's white smoke, it's ash, it's out. Like, my kids, I bring them up there with me because I don't trust them at home, and all they do is bicker and fight about where everybody's standing, who's touching who, and I'm like, do you realize this is like a life or death situation?
No. And I think maybe it's a good thing that, like, well, I feel really bad for the parents out there that are like, dealing with their kids who just went through this traumatic thing and their kids are fighting. Like, I would be like, you don't think I've been through enough right now? You guys can't get your shit together for 48 hours, but I'm sure it's comforting on some level that life goes on.
I don't know. Was it Heidi Montag or whatever? Yes. Spencer is tight. They lost their house. God bless them. I do think they're going to be fine. But
I thought I appreciated that she was like, look, man, we used all of our money to buy a house in Palisades and we're house poor.
Everybody, most people up there are. So she was saying, like, I didn't know what to get. I grabbed the kids, like, iPads, their teddy bears, stuff like that. That's what every mom did, was like, because you know that kid's going to go, where's my iPad?
Yeah.
House is gone. Okay, where's my iPad?
Yeah.
That's how their brains work.
I think I would grab the iPad before birth certificates. I'm like, when do you really need a birth certificate? Like, when do you really need
it? The most important times of your life.
When?
Like,
when do you get, you got to prove you've been birthed? I don't know.
I feel like I used to use them a lot more, but now that I'm old enough, they're like, you're legal.
I think I didn't get Eleanor's till she was six.
You do have to pay $11 at the hospital, and then they send it to you. I could see you being like, wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait for a sale. Wait till these things are 20% off or something.
I already had the kid. Why do I have to pay $11 for the paperwork?
Look, she's here.
What kind of bullshit is that? Another shout out to our sweet, fantastic, oh so heroic firefighters and first responders who have been working 48-hour shifts and sleeping in their car.
Yeah.
And might I just say, if you are someone that's sitting in your fucking apartment in your pajamas criticizing them, don't fucking do it.
That's not a good look.
Stay quiet or go join the fire force yourself.
Yeah.
But like, the last thing anybody needs when they're doing so much work is criticism.
Oh, there are.
Jesus.
There are two moms, too, who listen to the podcast or watch the videos that messaged us and they go, hey, my husband's there right now. One of them was from Oregon. One of them was from like Northern California. And I'm like,
I get goosebumps.
I do. I have them right now because it's like people came from everywhere to help our asses.
Sure did.
And we do appreciate it.
I did appreciate this one girl on social media. She was like, look, single ladies, I'm just saying, if you want to meet some good looking guys, there are so many at the Santa Anita Race Park where they're doing all the big donations and they need the most volunteers because it's just like literally like just the main dump area for all of the donations. So they're just having people sort.
Yeah.
But I think there's like a little bit of a flirt alert going on.
Oh my God, I hope so. I did see from that Santa Anita racetrack, like people donated they can barely go through all of the things that got donated. And one of the things I saw was somebody took a picture of it, posted it on Instagram, a dominatrix suit. And
I was like, don't be a dumbass.
I don't know. I was like, LA, you go be LA girl. That's
I guess I could see that. I was annoyed. And so many people that were on the front lines.
Somebody lost one in that fire, man.
I know, but are you
going
to buy a used one or use
it? Well, it was just rings and leather straps. It wasn't covering anything.
Yeah, maybe you are like, hey, it's Wednesday, Deb. We always do S&M on Wednesdays. I don't want to really stop.
I don't have one of those suits, but if I had one, I can imagine not being that picky about.
Also, it's probably kind of expensive. I've been into one of those stores one time, and there were several things that were shocking, but the prices I think were the most shocking.
Well, you want real quality equipment because you don't want anything that chafes or rubs or could irritate the skin.
Sidebar: if you do order one from Amazon,
no,
and you try to be fiscally conservative, you're going to get one that is not discreetly wrapped.
That's right.
Or good.
It's going to be made in China, and the instructions are going to be impossible to understand. I think catfished is the appropriate. You know, those TikTok ads come up and they're like, this is the phone stand that you need to do your videos on. It was $50. I got it today. It looks like a couple of quarters taped together.
I thought you were going to say you bought a lady present on TikTok. And I'm like, RFYP is going to be so jacked.
I would. They don't come
up.
They get suggested and it's the right price and I'm in the right mood. But the interesting thing is it took weeks to get here. When it came, I was like, who the hell
sent this
to me? I might have had like a glass or two of wine when I ordered it too. And I was like, what is this surprise?
Yeah, I don't like TikTok Shop because the second I look up for it, I think it's garbage. And then I get nothing but ads. I was going to buy you a thing for your birthday. And I was like, well, now she knows, because it's going to only be advertisements for this. I do wonder if the ban is going to happen. Who knows? But I don't know.
We'll find out. Well, it will have happened by now, by the time this airs. Hey, what date will this air? Because I...
The 18th or the 19th?
Okay, all right.
So maybe you won't see us on TikTok.
Unless Addison listens to the podcast dutifully every week. Number one fan, love ya. I got him the best birthday present, which is on the 22nd. Don't listen to this right now, Addison. Turn it off for a second while I tell you. One of these ads popped up, and I got him the salt and pepper shaker.
Oh, they're the... That's funny.
Yeah.
Those are funny.
Woman, like, crafts them on Etsy. You guys...
That's different. That's not TikTok shop where you're like, buy this awesome ring light, and then it shows up. I mean, I got that one that has little discs on it. It's such a piece of shit.
I know. I'll show you mine. I can't even figure out how to use the fucker, and it's got uses the wrong, like, words. It's like, this magnet will absorb to surface. I'm like, that's not the right word.
Yeah,
that's...
I know.
That's not what...
Don't give me directions that are written wrong, because I can barely get it when they're right. I always have a few extra screws loose. I'm like,
Number one, is that something for a shelf? The directions were like on a postage stamp. I'm like, how much money did you save by printing them that small? Yeah. I like have two pairs of readers on trying to figure out what this says. And then I can see it, and I don't even know. It was a waste of money. So
you're always looking for mic stands.
Well, I got that awesome one.
Yeah.
$2, you guys. It's gone. I don't know.
It's not mine. It's not at my house. I swear to God. It's not a yellow bowl situation.
I searched your place top to bottom. I'm trying to find that thing. It's the best $2 I've ever spent. Hurts my heart.
What were you going to say? Oh, yeah. So on that note, thank you, firemen. Thank you for all the people coming out. We're with everybody. We know it's a scary time. But we are going to keep going and put one foot in front of the next. We're going to go back on tour. Yeah. End of February.
That's right
around the corner. I got to tell you, I can't wait. I do not feel very well liked in my social group right now, which is my family.
You're okay. Yeah.
You think I have people that I hang out with more than them, especially in the last week?
You don't have a lot of choice but to hang out with those people you gave birth to.
They are legally kind of bullying me a bit.
Oh yeah.
My son, I was talking to like some people, and I made a joke, and it didn't go over well. But it wasn't like a cringer. It just wasn't that funny, right? And so
sometimes it's a numbers game.
I recovered. I was like, I would have said that differently had I to do over again. And my son kept going, "Whoa, you airballed that one, Mom!
Oh, really?
You just airballed that one like that. Nobody even said anything, Mom. You like airballed that." And I felt like I was in middle school again. Yeah. I was like, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? Airballed it. I didn't airball it. There were a couple laughs. I don't think I delivered it right. And why am I telling this to you? You think you're funny? Your shit is from YouTube.
Do other parents like look at you and be like, ooh? Because I had this thought today where I was like, my daughter so painfully does not listen to words that come out of my mouth, that if like I saw another kid doing that to a mom, I'd be like, that kid needs a spanking, man.
Right.
And I was like, it's like the amount of disregard that both of my children
have. And disrespect.
Ask me nicely. I need to brush my hair to go to school. Okay.
Hey,
Delilah. You know what? I'm putting my shoes on right now. Like you asked Delilah, me to put my shoes on right now. Nope.
Do you want me to put my shoes on? Genetically connected. Finn and Delilah are the same.
Yes, they do. We come to each other and we like hold each other and we say, this is what happened today. And the same thing happened. That's exactly what
Finn does to me. And he'll get annoyed. Okay. So tell me like something advice wise, and you're just being nice. Like, hey, it's important like to spray your shirt when you get a spot on it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know, if you use that planner in school, it's really going to help you keep track of your homework.
Yeah,
I got it. Frustrating.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Okay, I got it.
No, it's just you put it in your backpack and then you... Now repeat back to me what I said and I'll give you $1 trillion. They have no idea. They haven't listened.
Fucking clue.
They've shut down that brain. They cannot hear what you said to them. It's like I'm just spitting words into the wind.
I feel so unlikable right now.
Yeah.
As a parent, And I sit in my car and I'm like, Jen likes me. And when I go do shows, people like me, but they don't like me. I just am, I'm over it. I'm literally excited to be in a hotel. Normally, like, there's always a part of me that feels a little, feels a little sad. I'm like, this is the age of reason. I don't need to feel guilty. I can just go.
It's interesting because every night, probably for like the last week, when my husband and I go to bed, I go, God, was I too hard on them about
that? And she goes, the same.
Kristen, my
And I looked
husband,
at Jen in bed and I said,
she rubbed my face gently. It's very and then nice.
I said, Britt's not going to do this for you.
No, he's going to find out. He won't.
Britt's
care,
asleep. He has a throat lozenge in his mouth.
Just drooling over there. But he goes, no. He's like, it's reasonable that you would ask your kid to do that and freaking listen to you. Like, it's insane.
You guys are so nice to each other because I'm literally saying to my husband, you don't get to be this mean to them. You just got home.
Yeah.
I mean, get to freak out.
We take turns checking each other because
I think we're both terrible.
Well, we'll both like, they don't observe you saying it nicely.
Never.
100 times.
Nope.
They come home or they come into the room where this is the 65th time that you've asked them. So now you're getting mean. And my husband's like, okay, I'll take a, you know, like, I'm like, listen, I'm not like that hot-headed.
Yeah.
It's been going on a long time. Now I got to yell at the both of you.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
Yeah.
Now I really feel like I'm hated by everybody.
I told my husband, I said, I just got to find joy in my life. Like, I got to find the joy in this because, like, it's just constantly feeling like I'm getting my ass kicked. And my husband goes, yeah, you really do. And I'm like, well, it's not like you have a ton of joy either, bro. Yeah.
Where are you finding your joy? Huh?
Like, it's not is like it? You're walking through the house skipping, okay? Like, you're an asshole too. Like, we're both, I hate to tell you, buddy, but neither one of us are having a lot of fun right now.
No.
But I do think, like, the good news is I do think that I can step back and find joy in like where they're at and remember where they're at. And it's also a friendly reminder that my kids are both in middle school and Delilah might as well be. I feel like
mentally,
she gets to middle school, she's going to be so fine. She's going to be like, I've done this. Cause she's got an older brother who is. And so they identify with, and then Finn and Eleanor both are, but middle school is a really hard time for kids. It's painful and awkward and weird. And I have to be a little bit more forgiving.
I think it's triggering for me.
Of course it is. Especially when my son bullied me. I'm like, I'm back into seventh grade all over again.
You never think about how your brain works until you are the age of your children and trying to make sense of their insanity. And you're like, oh, I remember having these thoughts when I was a kid. Like, I remember thinking my mom's like hair was so nerdy that I could not take.
She had one bad year.
Hair. She made some bold choices, Kristen. We're going to say real
one.
Polite.
I saw one family picture that I do think is in the space of my fourth grade picture where everyone's like, is that real?
With the red or
with
was
the
it
big
the
big bouffant? Like,
yeah, she did a lot. Yeah, she had a big bouffant that was blonde.
Oh, yeah.
She went dark. She went red. Always in the enormous bang
she's
space.
She's so interesting because she's like kind of. I wouldn't say she's like a showy person. It's not like someone who the personality and the hair don't match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She definitely has a very artistic streak to her.
And for
I think her hair is the only place that she allows that kind of in her life. But I mean, she's done the short thing in the 80s. She was wearing like a popped collar, striped neon shirt with like a harsh hairdo and stuff. So I remember looking at her and being like, you know what? No, thank you, Barb. And I look at my hairdo back then. I'm like, you don't make bold choices for your kids when it comes to hair, okay?
No.
Don't be doing a mullet. They acquiesced. They gave me a mullet. I look terrible. Just let it grow out. Grow long. There is no harm in that.
I will say this. Nobody has a harsher or rougher school picture than me. I think it's true. Would win a contest.
I think if you haven't seen
the fourth grade picture
and you listen to this podcast, I don't know what.
There's a part of me that wants to make a t-shirt for the podcast with this picture on it because it's just so stupid. And like, it literally makes my husband mad at my mom. But in all fairness,
yes,
knowing what I know now And what we are, what Jen and I are both experiencing is my daughter obviously has the most beautiful long hair.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to do to her what my mom did to me, which was cut that shit off because you never brush it or wash it. And I can tell you, the photo can tell you mm-hmm. that I never brushed it or washed it yeah. when it was short. So I think she did it out of sheer just not being able to put a brush through it. I am telling you.
I showed you my boy photo, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
you can't
yeah.
tell if I'm a girl or a boy because I wanted my hair cut like
Jen,
Aunt Karen.
I went through 8 years of that.
Well,
currently.
This one's it's a harsh one. Like, I feel like a side-by-side people would
It was the 80s and 90s were the real bad haircut times for girls.
Really?
Now the boys are. Now yeah. the boys have it. But the girls had it. We had it. In fact, my hair was like that. Like floppy in the front and like a mushroom all the way around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, Kristen. I have this one where I was going to ice skating practice.
I saw it.
It is
where
bad.
You got the triangle thing.
Yep.
You look like that
sleeves.
Weird blue lady that reads books on the what was it, Nebraska radio? Remember yeah. Nebraska TV? And she had like a silver face and she would come in and like read a book.
Oh,
and that was the only
onesie twosie or was it Reverse the Curse or
it was
one
so
of those?
Weird. She's like, hello, children. Today we're going to read a book.
And I had a flop. I'm telling you, I looked like Joaquin Phoenix for about 2 years. I don't, my mom was like checked out.
Well, she liked
mid-divorce.
Doing you do weird stuff to your hair because
no.
you did. No.
No, it was just that 80s parenting
where they were like,
they're alive. That's my legal responsibility to this child.
I will say public shame does do something to you.
It does.
And
I mean,
when you go through, when you bridge between public shame and then lean into confidence.
But that's, look, that's why I'm, hold on, I got a sidebar. Because I've explained this to you. What?
Do I hear a phone? Oh, sorry.
Nope,
sorry, it's your tree trimmer.
I'm sure it's just a circular
saw in my
front yard.
How many trees do you have in your neighborhood? Every time we're here, there's a tree trimmer to that tree.
A lot of them, yeah. But I've explained this to you where Kristen has the confidence to be in her pajamas with a sleep mask on, giving like a team chat to every flight attendant. And she just has that kind of confidence, you know, where, and it is good, you know.
I do, yes. I am someone who goes, the problem is the bigger issue, the way I look isn't. But now that my kids are in middle school, I'm very aware of like when I go to Eleanor's school, I'm kind of nervous in my car.
Me?
I'm like, I don't want to get out.
I know. So I had this conversation with the kids in the last couple of weeks because like Dash wants his hair long and I'm like, okay, we can grow it out long, but we're going to get it cleaned up. So it's not like you don't look like Joaquin Phoenix or me in the 80s. Okay. So, and they said to me, which they don't always say things diplomatically, but they said, Mom, you make a lot of like bold choices in your clothes.
Oh boy. Are you having the worst experience of your life? You're like, don't call me Barb.
And no. And my daughter said, yeah, do you care?
Delilah.
And I said, I feel like as long as your body is clean, smells good, and your teeth are brushed, you are and you have clean clothes on, I allow you and I allow myself leeway to be more creative in my clothing. Because you go to school dressed crazy. People know I didn't put you in that. But you go to school dirty, it's back
on me. That's me too. Oh, God, we're having the same conversations. So Jen and I are living this weird parallel. Please tell me every parent or mother is dealing with this. Why do they lie and fight about hygiene when it is literally, we couldn't make it easier for them and more. Do you remember doing fluoride in elementary school? Like you would do
the
it like.
Red, we put the red tabs in.
Yes.
Oh.
The gross stuff in the pump.
And you had to swish for like 30 seconds.
I don't know how they managed to make something taste like you were drinking someone else's saliva. It is the fucking grossest thing you've ever.
Yeah, it really is
gross.
You
have to put it in your mouth with a little cup.
Sort it.
Once a week. And we would do that. Now you've got.
It tastes like Imodium kind of.
It's disgusting. Yeah. And now they have swishers with the little squeeze it and the pink stuff comes up and it's bubble gum. And so we ask the kids to brush, floss, and swish. They don't have to do anything. The toothbrush is electric. Mm-mm. You hold it in your mouth. This is the most you have to do.
Get it close. Yeah. Just hold your hand in the vicinity of your face.
And it's like I'm asking them to run the hurdles.
Yes.
They are literally fighting me. Finn fights me on brushing his teeth. He makes noise in the bathroom and then tries to chomp Altoids before bed, which is full of sugar. And I'm like, bro, I can smell your breath through the curiously minty bullshit that you've tried to hide it with. It still smells like a cadaver. So you need to actually put a brush in your mouth.
I tell them, I go, you are going to be the kid at school with bad breath if you don't
my
stay
son
on
does,
this.
And I have bad breath. I'm like, Finn, he's got like, you know, a shout. He's got some airway stuff. It's absolutely going to mess
I've
with
only
his.
One time ever noticed you had bad breath.
Oh.
One time.
Girl, I just tried to say in front of it. But my husband doesn't have it, so he's not exactly understanding about
it. I'm sure
and
my
Eleanor,
breath was terrible at the time, by the way.
No, Eleanor doesn't have it. Finn has it. I have it. I think it has to do with airway, but he also just could brush his teeth more, and that's helpful. And I'm like, Finn, someday you're going to meet a girl, and you're going to want to talk to her, and if your breath smells like something died in it, she's literally not going to look at you because she can't breathe.
You can't have goop in your eyes, and you can't have bad breath.
And you can't
first
have shit
somebody.
In your teeth. It's just disgusting. It's, you can have a dumb shirt on, and she might find that charming.
You could maybe have something comically large in your teeth that you can.
That's a talking point.
But you
don't can't
wanna,
have goo. Okay.
I know both the kids, Kristen's kids, my kids, they've got all this orthodontia. Like currently Delilah has braces. And I remember how hard it was to like get all the stuff out of your braces.
Because you actually have to brush them.
You have to brush them. This girl told me, I go, did you brush your teeth? She goes, yeah. I go, there's stuff like stuck in your braces. She goes, well, my toothbrush was dead. So I just put a toothpaste on my finger and I rubbed it around. I go, you're able to get your finger behind those wires and stuff and get all that out. Get in there and just use your muscle and brush your dang teeth. And she has just a regular toothbrush that's a backup
toothbrush.
They
don't want to go analog. I'm like, I don't know how to explain this to you, but every time we go to the dentist, I ask for not one, but two free toothbrushes because I feel like I'm getting really over, like screwed over what
they
I'm paying.
Throw on a free
I'm
going
to get the two toothbrushes. Yeah. So I've got a bin of them. So I handed it to my daughter, and like they hold it in their mouth like it's a foreign object, like, and it's this, and they call it done. It's swiping across the, gently swiping across the lips, and they call it brushed. And then my daughter, I don't know what the deal is lately, but I have to remind her to brush or to wash her hair. I go,
yes,
you got to get in the shower, girl. God, I just, you know what? I've never had any time for myself.
I'm tired. Yes,
I'm tired. I'm like, I am asking you to get into a warm shower that is a spa-like experience and let warm water fall over your body. That's I am like, not asking you to go run hay bales, okay? Like,
no,
get
I don't
your
understand.
Ass in the shower.
If you were like, Jen, go take a nice long hot shower
God,
right
yes.
now. I'd be like, great, I can finally cry. I have time to myself to think and just...
Put your head on top of the thing and just look down and be like...
Yep.
Things are going to get better.
Yep.
Get to use nice products.
It's healing. It smells better. I smell better.
Everything's better.
And Delilah's got very thick hair. Oh my God. Does she have the thickest hair of any human I have ever known?
Yeah.
Like my husband has a full head of hair. Like you dig in her hair and you really can't see the scalp.
Yeah. That's like Finn. He gets his hair wet and it wicks water.
So every time she gets in the shower, and it's mostly, she gets it inside corners. They get to stinking. You know, you got
my kid. She's like, let the water do the work. And I'm like, that's not a shower.
Yeah. I'm like, they're also like, and they're too old for me to go in there and monitor what they're doing, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. But I do, you know, I stand by the door and before they get in, I do some coaching. Where I'm
gentle
like,
coaching. I do that with my husband.
I've got one of those scrubber things. Now that scrubber thing you really need to use in your bang part area because that's where you can just see the grease. And she goes, but grease makes it shiny,
oh,
right?
God.
I go,
they
no.
They fight on everything. Why do they, can't they just listen to us?
Grease makes it clumpy. It makes you look like you're an unhoused person. It makes it look like I don't force you to shower.
I told Eleanor she looked like Jack Black. She's like, she literally will let her hair get so greasy that she looks like she's like the lead singer in like a Def Leppard, like front man, you know, like a cover band. She has, because her hair is so long.
Yeah.
And then it gets heavy. And
oh,
she,
yeah.
I'm like,
hey, Axl Rose,
yeah,
get in
get
there.
Your ass in yeah. the shower. Then, but she's been trying to lie to me lately about washing
Mine
her
too.
Hair. Do you wash your hair? Yes. It's dry. It's dry. Don't be, you think I don't watch true crime? You think I can't walk this back? I already know you've lied.
Delilah will just like lean her head back into the water. And then I'm like, you didn't wash your hair because the front of it is
still dry.
Wet. Yeah, it's still dry. Get back in there and get all your head wet. Like this is the most crucial part, if anything. We can put a ponytail in the back, but up here, it just looks like I drink too much. You gotta get a shower,
in the shower,
man.
I told Eleanor, I said, look, I try to be patient, but last night I lost my shit. I go, Eleanor, you need a little more get up and go, all right? Now, you know how I put on makeup. That's also how I take off makeup. I go, quarter-sized cleanser. You know all the girlies with their cleanser.
Yeah.
But she got it for Christmas, so she's like, being like me, like really cheap with the cleanser. I go, there's got to be bubbles.
Yeah.
So she puts it on, and she goes, just on their cheeks, just a dime size on each cheek. I'm like, we're going to be here all day.
Yeah.
She had a full blown fit. Why do you have to tell me how to wash my face? I know how to wash my face. You're always telling me I have to wash
my
hair.
But you don't know how to wash your face.
But you don't know. If I am gone tomorrow, God forbid, I don't know that like people would see you and ever thought that you had any mothering ever.
No, I worry about that with my son too, because he's pretty good about, he's got a little checklist.
Yeah.
That he goes, he puts his deodorant on, he brushes his hair, brushes his teeth. And is pretty good about showering. He, at least he won't
Finn
fight
me. Finn is good
me.
About it. Because
he's never going to volunteer to shower, but he'll do it. But I'm like, bro, you've got like bumps. You're starting to get pimples on your nose. You have to wash your face every day. You don't have to get a shower every day.
But you have to shower.
You have to wash
but why
your
do
face
they? That's the biggest argument with my daughter is she's like, I showered yesterday. My son will say the same thing. I showered yesterday. I'm like, you smell today.
It depends on what you do during the day.
I don't know how to tell you this. You're allowed to take a shower every single day.
Yeah.
And in fact, the people around you
necessary.
Appreciate it. And now you have all this bullshit from Sephora. Let's actually use it in the right order.
That's what I don't
get. But you have
to
wash your face first. You can't put on all your bullshit if you have a dirty face. Because then you're just layering on more dirty face.
Yeah. Why do you want all the hygiene stuff if you're not going to use it? Now, I do remember it feeling like scary to get in the shower. Like I didn't want to like, you want to be in there by yourself, but you don't want, you like you want somebody nearby because it's.
Man, I just remember living on the farm. We didn't have, you were on a limited amount of hot water.
Oh.
So.
It was fast.
But sometimes if I took too long, I was loved it. And then my siblings would have to take a shower and it was cold.
Yeah, I know. In the morning at our house in Nebraska and in the winter, it would be really cold.
Now
sometimes.
Listen, that's the other thing. I'm not asking these children to take a shower and it's sub-zero outside or it's like uncomfortable or this is peak conditions for them. It's a nice bathroom.
Can't
they're not even
easier.
In my bathroom, which is a garbage can. They are in a nice bathroom.
Oh, they'll only use our bathroom. They'll only use our shower because one time there was a lizard in the overhead light in my kid's bathroom and nobody will use it again. We got it out. It just, you know, it was really shocking for everybody. They claim to not be scared of them, but we haven't gotten anybody in that shower for years now. So everybody's in mine. There's
guys,
all this
we,
like,
look at how much we have to say about just like our children and their hygiene.
I don't like being lied to, especially like about hair, okay? I care. It's a representation of me. You got to go to school clean.
Also,
you can go to school a lot of different ways, but not clean. It is just a failure on my part.
It does feel like the biggest fail. Like if you, God forbid, ever got the call that's like, hey, your kid definitely is starting to have body odor. They need, I'm like, I'm dead on the ground.
I'll die.
I'm dying. Yeah. I'm crying. I'm apologizing. I'm angry. I'm probably driving to the school, putting armpit smooch on him. I know that, and it's important to my husband too. Like cleanliness and hygiene is kind of our top tier thing.
Yeah.
And like you said, clothing, as long as it's clean, is fine. I'm not that picky. They wear uniforms. It's great for me.
Oh, that's
but just
nice
be freaking
thing.
Clean. But I will say this, my daughter lying to me
about
about the shower really hurt my feelings, but it showed me that lying does happen, and I don't think it's lying. I think it's fibbing, and I don't think it's like...
That's what we call
it.
It's
not like a big freaking deal. It's not like they're doing it on purpose, but what I've realized is like oh, I'm good at detecting. Like, now I just have to trust my gut. And I can't always trust what she says because, you know, it just makes you go, oh, that was really easy for her to just tell me she did it.
Because I see what they're doing. There's 30% truth to something that they said. Like, you know, like my daughter might have like sprayed some dry shampoo.
And she calls it done.
Yeah.
She believes her own lie.
I'm like, did you wash your hair? It's clean. It's clean.
It's clean. Oh my God, that's a workaround. That's doing that weird thing where like people ask a question and they're like, as I've said before, my opinion of, I can't recall.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, that
I'm like, you're recanting. That's the thing. We've watched too much true crime. If these guys are going to try to lie to us, it's the wrong crowd.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm
going to
dig deep. I'm going to go, I'm like, Eleanor, the shower doesn't have any water in it. Your hair's dry. And there's no towel. Do you think I'm like,
I do.
Do you know that
of...
I've unpacked? You want me to go over the details of the case serial? Like, yeah. I think I solved that by myself.
I do this. I'm like, okay, come show me what you did.
100%.
Walk me through exactly what you
Eleanor's
did.
Eleanor's like, so we can I didn't use it till I air dried. I'm like, pack of lies.
Yeah.
Just pack of lies.
You turn the water on for 30 seconds.
She didn't even do that. She didn't even think
the
about that.
The shower was dry.
Shower was dry. Hair was dry. Mm-mm. No towel. Yep. And she kept double down. Yes, I showered. I dried really fast. I didn't use a towel. I air dried. The shower dried fast. A pirate stole my towel. I don't know.
That's like, my threat to Delilah is, unless you want me to come in and shampoo your hair for me, for you, you got to try a lot harder because it's getting pretty gross up in there.
Guys, we're doing our best. You want to do a hot flash so we have something to talk about that makes us feel better? Jesus Christ, I just went down that road.
I know. This is from Ann B., okay, first off, I've been a fan of you ladies since the beginning. I've been to two of your live shows and love them both so much and look forward to more in the future. The video titled I Hot Tub So Hard is my go-to anytime I need to snort, cry, laugh, or anytime I feel someone I know needs love, a genuine snort, cry, laugh. So before I get on the actual purpose of my message, I just wanted to thank you for putting that into existence. I have it bookmarked. I think what we're saying is we need to shout out Kristen's ginormous boosh.
You know, that is actually a really good video to talk about because I remember not being in a good, like I remember it being a hard mom day. I remember like I hadn't had much sleep. The kids were being rough and we got to talking about it. And it just, when you have that delightful moment where something strikes you really funny and you can't, you can't recover.
Yeah.
It's the greatest and it's most awful feeling. I could not get my shit together. I can kind of think about it now and still laugh because I remember not being able to breathe because Jen had referred to my boosh as being like a dog that had jumped into a hot tub and drowned. And she just kept going. And you can see my like thing in the back of my throat moving. I'm like breaking out in hives. I'm laughing so hard.
I think you get those laughs when you are the most stressed out. Like everyone, it's sort of
a release.
Yeah.
It's church giggles. It's like when you're just, you're not supposed to laugh and you can't, you're done.
Yeah.
You're cooked. If we would have been in some place that was an actual serious place, I would have been arrested. There was no going back.
It was delightful.
Yeah. It was really fun. Jen nailed it.
All right. Okay. After listening to your recent episode, I am thankful for my gaggle. I felt compelled to write to you to tell you how much I connected to that episode. I am a 40-year-old wife and mom of two teenagers. I have always been what you'd call I've had a small friend circle kind of gal. Putting myself out there and sharing my friend heart has always been hard for me. Hard for so many moms and women,
totally.
I will add on. So when an unexpected career change occurred almost 2 years ago after being with my former company for more than 20 years, I was scared shitless about figuring out where I would fit in the community in my new work community. Little did I know that this decision would introduce me to the most amazing group of women who have become my very own gaggle. Our ages vary from late 30s to early 50s, and our personalities and life experiences are so varied. However, we are united in our sincere appreciation for quality time together inappropriate potty humor, and a solid happy hour. So from someone who thought maybe there was a time limit on finding your tribe and mine had expired, I'm telling you, keep your heart open to letting people into your life. You never know what unexpected awesome friendships are waiting for you. I've included a photo of me and these fabulous ladies who I'm proud to call my friends. Okay, this is Anne from Kansas City, Missouri, and that's her crew.
Gosh darn it, that's so cute.
That's the best advice. Thank you
it
for
really
sending
is.
That.
It really is. What a wonderful thing to say. And it is hard to put yourself out there. I'm kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah.
I get a little bit isolated, or I'm like, it's really not about them. It's about how I feel about myself. Yep. Like, I'm not in a place to, you know, I'm in a bad mood, or this has been hard, or I'll just deal with it myself. And then when I'm happier and more fun, then that's when I'm worthy to be out in the world. But I think it's a good reminder that like everybody's got stuff, and just being around each other is really, really healthy.
You don't have to be your best self to make friends.
And in fact, the shittier you are and the more vulnerable you are, the better the connection sometimes.
Yeah, you're gonna, and because you don't want to always have to show up your best self.
God, no.
Because you want somebody who's like, God, you hot mess. All right, you're mine today. I'll deal with you kind of situation. And you found that. That's great.
That's really cute.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
Big hot flash. We're going to still keep it to the firemen.
Yeah.
All the people out there. We're going to just say Los Angeles is our hot flash. That feels appropriate.
That's
never been more proud. Feels like the first time I've ever said LA is my city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I felt slightly like I'm abandoning my Midwest roots, but I'm proud of this city. And I think anybody who had moved from somewhere else to LA would really be proud of LA right now.
100%.
Because there are times where you're like, it's disconnected. It's a big city. Is there
just
a community?
It just costs a lot to live here. That's the hardest part of it. But then
there's
you
a community
get a really good community.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you're looking to donate and you don't know where to go, I have found that Halle Berry is doing a lot of good stuff. Kristen Bell is doing a lot of good stuff. The reason I like when they post is because I know they have a team of people
that's checking it
that checks it out. Yeah. So I always look at like Josh Gad. He's doing a lot of good stuff. Jennifer Garner, obviously, is always with Save the Children. Like, I feel like don't hesitate to donate because it is going to be allocated to the right people. Always the Red Cross is a great choice. $50 can help.
I'm going to say this wrong. I saw Jennifer Garner working for World's Kitchen.
Yes, she started there, and then her organization is Save the Children. They came in and they started doing like play dates and stuff with the kids, just so the parents can go figure out what they're going to do.
We had a mom. This is two things. This is what I love about the moms here, and this is why I know you can. To Anne's point, you can find a mom tribe.
Yes.
Because this woman reached out. She goes, I listened to the podcast. She's moving to this area.
Yeah.
And she goes, I talked to this school who just got a new principal. And you said on the podcast, you got a new principal. Is it this school?
No.
And
I was like,
yeah. So I'm talking to her about her kids possibly going to our school. Another woman was like, well, I didn't know exactly where you were on where you guys lived. So I found your Facebook, your personal Facebooks, and made sure that you were safe. I saw your updates.
Oh, that's
nice.
You did
for like your families and stuff like that. And I have a stuffed animal company, and I want to donate all these new stuffed animals to kids who lost their stuff. I don't know where. If you know where we can advise this woman to donate these, let us know. But like, they're just good people are coming out of the woodwork, you guys.
They really are.
That World Kitchen is at my son's elementary or my son's middle school, giving free food for like 6 hours a day.
Yep.
Just anybody who needs it can come up. And people are going to probably take advantage of it.
I don't care.
Because people who
I really
need
don't
it
care. And you know what? It's okay. Like,
there's always going to be that.
Are the person looking for the a-hole, change your scope and look for the ones that are helping.
Yeah.
There's more of that.
That's right.
There is so much more help than there is people being buttholes. Dude gets a free burger, I don't care. As long as that family that lost their home gets, like, Eleanor has two students at her school that lost everything, and they're both are teachers, and the other one is just this little tiny house in Altadena, and they're a cute little small family with just one kid, and she's a seventh grader. And I'm like, just remember, like, there are human beings behind everything that's happening right now, and when you have experienced a natural disaster in your neighborhood, remember what that was like. Cause you probably have. We grew up with tornadoes. Everybody's been in a hurricane or an earthquake or something. This is like, this is LA's experience right now. 10,000 homes have been burned down, and that's a lot. So,
well, the thing that, you have the comfort of having if you're not in a crisis is perspective.
Totally.
And so you can sit outside of Los Angeles and go, well, you're fine. You have money, but
we can tell you that's not how it is.
It isn't the case. And I don't care who the person is. They lost things.
They lost things, their entire lives. Matter to you or to me. They lost. And that, I think most people are like, talking about stuffed animals, pictures that the kids drew, something that was given to them by their family. Like, and they're not, there's a man, I can't even barely talk about it. He's a grown man. And he went back to the rubble to see if he could find his childhood teddy bear.
Oh God.
Cause he was, and he was weeping. And I was like, that's so telling. This is just a nice man looking for something that mattered to him and wanted some thing that made it through. It didn't. And then I cried for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to just kickstart myself into a period.
I'm going to go get in the shower and cry.
Yeah, I'm going to go shower. look at how easy that is. I'm going to wash my hair and I'm going to shower. Did we podcast?
Yeah.
Pioneer.